What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Sound Money Podcast. I am your host, Steve McGarry, and we are going to be exploring a little bit more today on the quality over quantity concept when it comes to business using technology. And one of the first things that I want to mention is that when we talk about the amount of reach or fans that a business has, or we could call it a community. It's normally referring to the active followers that you would have across all of your channels, whatever those may be. We are talking about your people that you can influence, and those can be customers, those can be fans. And there was a fantastic post years ago. I read it through Seth Godin. I believe it was originally written by someone else, but the name just completely escapes me right now as to who wrote it originally, but the 1,000 fans concept. Having 1,000 diehard fans was exponentially more powerful than 100,000 followers that are just watching you to watch you. And the 1,000 fans, if you can manage to pull that off, you're set for life. And that concept really rung true with me because I dug into it after I read more about it from the original post years ago. This would have been like 4 or 5 years ago. And I started realizing that backing the math out, you know, if you have someone that is paying you just out of those 1,000 people, if you're paying $1, if each fan is paying you $1, that's $1,000 every month. If they're paying you $100 every year, that's $100,000 a year. You have a dedicated and loyal fan base of 1,000. If you can manage to do that, you are set up, which is what that post suggested. And that's leading into what I wanted to talk about with quality over quantity in business. And over the weekend, I flew to Charlotte, North Carolina at the end of July here in 2019. And I was there for a friend's 30th birthday. It was fantastic. It was fun. It was a surprise. I showed up and I'm very fortunate to be able to do that. And I showed up and everybody was, you know, reminiscing and talking about things. And I saw one of my friends that had just recently started a pool cleaning company. And I was really excited to talk to him about it because I always, whenever someone says, yeah, I just started a business, I always just, everything zooms out. It's like blinders come on and I just focus on every word that they're saying. And not that I don't do that for everybody that I'm listening to. I try to do that for everyone that I've met, all the listeners and viewers out there that have met me in person. You know that I try my best to listen. But in this case, if you say you're starting a business or you have started one, I'm always going to listen. I'm always going to be zeroed into every word that you're saying. So my friend from high school that was there at the bar with us, he starts telling me about this business. And it was a pool cleaning business that he had started working at and then worked his way up and eventually bought out the owner with one of his friends. And they had about 67 pools, he said. So 67 pools spread out across this town in North Carolina. And him and his buddy, it was just them running through these 67 pools. So naturally, I was like, okay, well, how much are you charging? And he said that it really depends, but overall we're making, you know, about $20,000 a month between the two of us. And it's a lot of work having 67 pools in the summer, but it's really rewarding that you can go through, run your own business. And it's very exciting that it's available, the opportunity is available. So I was like, okay, that's great. $20,000 a month. That's fantastic. I think that are you currently hiring? How are you going to scale this up? Naturally, my mind just snaps into the how do you scale this thing, which isn't always the right way of looking at it. I will say it's important to just always start slow and then work your way into something. You don't always have to scale. You don't have to turn it into a rocket ship. If it's a lifestyle business, that's fine. I think from an operator's perspective, you replace yourself and make it more of a passive type operation and have somebody else run it eventually. That's sort of the very much entrepreneurship mindset, where you can work on something else after you've grown it to a certain degree. But after he told me 67 pools, making about 20K a month, I realized, when I said like, oh, how are you going to scale it? I realized that it is more of a lifestyle business. And at that point, I said, okay, well, I would suggest an advisor a long time ago in 2013 sat me down and started talking to me about quality over quantity when it came to business and customers, specifically around the Steve Jobs concept of charging a high ticket to very much weed out the noisiest customers, using the 80-20 rule, saying, you know, 80% of your revenue is going to come from 20% of your user base or your customer base. And that was, and usually the people that are the loudest are the ones that are paying the least, was what Steve Jobs was saying. So when my advisor told me about that, he was talking about Jobs, and he was talking about Steve Jobs, and he was talking about how he implements it into his business, where he'd rather have higher ticket and less clients. So that's less work, still providing quality, but you are definitely trying to limit the amount of clients so that you can provide more quality to them. So for example, with the pool business that I was talking to my buddy about from high school, when he crossed the number and said, we were making 20K a month, I said, okay, well, what I think you should do, just, you know, this is from somebody else that told me years ago that completely transformed how I viewed business, was you need to go to all 67 people, and you either need to 2x or 1.5x the amount you are charging them. Increase the amount. Say we're going to be doing it, you know, we're going to increase our prices due to, you know, we want to scale this up. We really want to invest in the business. And we need to charge an additional fee, you know, for covering our costs. And you'll lose probably half of your customers, but you will have increased your revenue substantially, and you will be focusing on the quality of your current customers, whether that 67 goes down to 30, and you've doubled the amount of you know, money that you're charging those 30. Maybe it's 3x. It really depends on what you're comfortable with. I always like to, that another friend of mine, very close friend of mine, told me charge 20% more than what you're comfortable with. So I would go to these people and say, all right, it's going to actually be 2x or 3x what it currently is to cover our costs. We really want to focus on quality over quantity right now. And you would lose some clients, but you could also say we'll come less often with something like a pool business. There's a lot of different mechanisms that you could pull, but the reality is by limiting the amount of people that you have supporting in a service-based business like that, you can focus on quality that you're providing to those customers, learn from them, and then scale up from there and at that price point. So value what you're doing. I believe it was Marc Andreessen, the very famous investor in Silicon Valley, that said, charge more. Like, that was his main his main piece of advice, was always charge more. And I completely agree with that. I think people undervalue their services, their products, their time all the time. And Naval, another very infamous investor, the creator of Angel's List, he said that if his hourly rate, he made up an hourly rate of like $5,000 an hour, just this crazy high number. And he said, if whatever I'm doing isn't going to yield more than $5,000, or it costs that much to spend time on that, then I'm just going to either outsource it or just move on to the next thing. And in his case, where he was talking about materialistic goods, he would just throw it away if it wasn't worth, you know, his hourly rate, which is a phenomenal way of living. And not everybody can do that. But I do think that that is, once again, focusing on self-worth. It's focusing on quality and increasing your rates for your business, your product, your service business, whatever it may be. And to my buddy's example, you know, when he heard that he could go to customers and actually ask for more money, he was like, okay, well, I don't want to lose any customers. That makes me nervous. I like having 67 customers. And I was like, okay, that's great. You know, if that's what makes you happy, and you can consistently make that, and you're pleased with that business, fine. That's totally cool. I think that I like to think of scaling businesses up and bringing people in to replace myself. That's what, you know, all the very, very high performing CEOs that I know, like I met the former founder of SendGrid, who he just hired a CEO to take over him because he wasn't the best in the world at it. And I'm a firm believer in that. If you're not the best in the world at what you're doing, hire someone who is, and you can step aside and collect the checks from the business and run it in the background. So that's my quality over quantity concept that I wanted to talk to you guys about. There's a lot to unpackage there. And I just wanted to share that this relates to all different types of businesses, whether you're running a pool cleaning business with 67 customers making 20K a month, and you want to increase that amount and scale up operations, quality is what matters. And then, you know, whether you're charging something like a hardware product, increasing that ticket price and just charging more, like when we had Gaurav from Molecule on here, where it's an $800 air purification and they're doing 7 figures a month. That is just case in point that they're focusing on quality customers, quality product, and they're winning for doing that. So that's what I want to leave you guys with, and think about how this relates to you, your business, your everyday life, and how you can make this into you know, something that's woven into your daily routine, focusing on quality over quantity. And that is it for this episode of the Sound Money Podcast. I will see you guys on the next one. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Sound Money Podcast with your host, me, Steve McGarry. If you guys want to learn more about all of our previous episodes and our upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes and Spotify. We are trying to get the word out there, so feel free to share the Sound Money Podcast, as well as like us on iTunes. Leave us a review if you feel so compelled to do so. And join us next week on the next episode, because we're going to be talking about some really exciting new technologies on next week's episode. And I want you to think about how these technologies from today's episode could apply to the workplace that you are currently in. And that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time.